Kirkwood. It's time to get the perfect holiday gift this year. No boring ties or just another pair of socks this time. Give them a chance to shave like me with Harry's Razors. Listeners of the show can get $5 off any Harry's Shave set by using code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. It's a great deal for you and for him. Holiday sets start at just $20. That's within Secret Santa limits, and Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, so your guy will save money over time, and it comes ready to gift in handsome holiday gift boxes. As a special offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter inside STL at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle with option to engrave, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Just use code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. That's INSIDESTL.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy, and it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Guys, do you struggle every Christmas banging your head against the wall trying to figure out what to get your wife or girlfriend? Save yourself a headache this year and give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, nudie sleepwear, available only at Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, Nudie's pajamas feels just like her own bare skin. The texture and touch of Nudie's pajamas is so seductive, you'll both stay occupied well into the evening. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy with Nudie's pajamas. You can too, but you need to get these amazing PJs today, because last year they sold out. So go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Don't miss your Memphis Grizzlies as they face off against the Washington Wizards Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m. Presented by Varsity. Fans in attendance will receive a free Grizz Girls poster. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
That's right, Kate. Home, sweet home. Welcome, everybody, to the final, the best hour of the show. Let it begin. Right. Listen in your underwear if you want to. Kids love that in their car, and they hear that. Listen in your underwear. They think that's funny. So do I. Here it comes. Right together.
Wrangler on my booty.
Oh, man. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 10th edition of Binion's Playhouse, brought to you by, I'm so happy to have been able to say this name for the last, my goodness, 16, 18 years, Ballast Dental Care. Actually been a patient there for 46 and a half years. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. We're going to get you in the chair. No matter how frightened you are, we're going to show you there is a place where you can go and never again dread a dental appointment. It's true. It's possible. More after this.
Hey!
Yes, once again at the control board, the master. He holds 4 different control board certificates. He doesn't want me to say much more about it because he's modest that way. And what's interesting is he picked it all up after he came back here. You say, well, where was he? Well, for 19 years he lived in Great Britain, and 10 of those he was in Birmingham, England. But now he's back at the place of his birth. That's right, dual citizenship. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And in the room, and in a really good mood today, man, about to go on another big speaking engagement. Wow, is he in demand? And we're glad he's here because I wouldn't have blamed him if he'd gotten in the car and headed somewhere else because it's pretty frigid and cold, especially when the wind is kicking up. But he didn't. He didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Cleveland, how are you?
I just moments ago disappointed a couple in the parking lot. I got out
because
of my vehicle.
Because they met you?
Well, maybe. I got out of my car, and like 4 seconds later, there's this couple, I would imagine probably in their early 70s, and this woman, she says, I am so impressed at you young people with so much energy. And I said, What could I possibly have demonstrated in the 4 seconds that I left my car at the time I saw you? And she said, well, you're going to the gym, obviously, and you're, the, and I, because the gym's right over, and I have my backpack. I said, man, I'm going to the radio station. She goes, oh. I said, you're not as impressed now, I guess, are you? No, not really. So.
No, that's actually being kind of rude to older people.
Me? Being rude to them?
Yeah, you corrected her. I'm not going to the gym. What did you say? I'm not going to the gym, you old bag.
No, I didn't say
why
that.
Why did you
I just
say, wow, you're so perceptive. Yes, ma'am, I am going to the gym.
Yeah, right?
I don't lie to them.
For the day. No.
Looks like you could use some time in the gym, lady.
Maybe you should go with me, old lady.
Yeah. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
There you go. I see that Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi.
Do you have new glasses on? Are those new?
I guess so, yeah.
You know if you have new glasses.
I ordered we ordered 5 or 6 pair of these on Amazon.
Mm.
So
really?
The strength is like 350.
You can do that? You can tell them the strength? And oh, those are just reading glasses.
Yeah, reading glasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just reading.
I get it. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to thank First Community Credit Union. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois.
It is large.
Now through the end of the year, which is only, a few weeks away,
they'll give you at
least $100 if you move your car loan to First Community.
And how long is that offer going to be going on?
To the end of the year. Hmm. Only a few weeks.
Well,
a few weeks away.
Pretty
yeah.
soon, yeah.
It's a great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to...
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
This is a show of many players and participants, and up next is the man who worked for Denny's and Wendy's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and was a meat cutter, a mall arcade token distributor, an investigative reporter for a crime magazine, a knife salesman, door-to-door, a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, a DJ at a roller rink. That's a lot of stuff. There's more, but if I gave you his entire resume, we'd be here till 8 o'clock. Hmm. What he does now is all that really matters to us. He's head of research. He's in charge of setting and resetting our digital clock.
He
where
fixed
I see
my chair too. Sorry.
Well, let me put that down. Hold on. What chair repairer? Chair fixer. Write that down. Add that. Chair fixer. Okay, let me start that part over.
Sorry.
The head of research, he's a chair fixer. He's also in charge of setting and resetting our digital clock, where I see the current time is 5:19:10, 5:19:11, 5:19:12, and yes, I look over at the U.S. Naval Observatory clock on the computer, and it's exactly in sync with it, which means he's doing that job as well as these jobs. He's our newsman, our news director, and he's also an author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and one other thing. The late James Garner played Jim Rockford on the Rockford Files. He was a private investigator. So is this guy, Tim Woodburn, Say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and a big thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot this holiday season. For the rest of the month, all the way through December 31st, it's a one-time only offer. Customers this rest of this month get GM employee
pricing. You said customers this rest of this month.
I said customers this rest of this month.
Yeah.
I screwed up.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He's coming around.
Come on.
He's coming around.
It's
the easy way. It's exactly right. Easy way to handle it.
For the rest of this month, customers get GM employee pricing.
What does GM stand for?
General Motors. That's the lowest price that they will offer to sell a car. That's what the employees pay. Mm. You, the customer, have that opportunity for the rest of the month. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24-7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
It's so important. Thank you, Tim. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
Red Boy had an idea a couple of years ago, and then he just stopped working on it for some reason. He has picked up that idea again and is running with it because of an article that he read yesterday. He read an article where there are people who like to make themselves sneeze. Now, I will admit, sneezing actually feels kind of good.
It does.
It's like a nasal orgasm, sort
of.
And so Rat Boy has the idea. He's going to try this again to market the product to make you do that. It's called Sneeze. What's it called?
Sneeze.
Sneeze cheese. It's got pepper in it, and you eat it, and you sneeze, and that feels good. Good luck with that, Rat Boy. That's a great idea. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
I'd like to say hello, if I could, to our second grand dog. We now have another grand dog. It's my son Adam and his girlfriend's dog. He's black and white and brown. He's like 12 weeks old. His name is Scraps because he's like Scraps, like pieces of all different dogs, like little brown, white.
You have a biracial dog.
Triracial.
Yeah. I think that's a triracial dog.
Yeah, Scraps. So hello to Scraps if you're listening for your first time to the show. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. 46 and a half years I've been a patient there. I don't know anybody better qualified to talk to you about much of anything except somebody who's, you know, been doing it or using it or going there for 46 and a half years, and I have. And to Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe and Dr. Haynes and Olivier and to Mary and to Tricia and to Leah and to everybody that works there, my goodness, Merry Christmas and thank you for a wonderful relationship. I believe the longest running advertiser we have, and I hope it goes as long as we're able and allowed. And by able, I mean not physically, but I mean allowed to do a show. I hope they'll be part of it because whether they are or aren't, I will continue to be a patient there until I'm dead. I don't know any other way to put it. As long as I'm going to the dentist, that's where I'll be going, is Ballast Dental Care. Now, there are some things that could happen that could alter that statement. They could close up shop. If there ever was an announcement that, well, no more Ballast Dental Care, well, you'd have to find someplace else. But that's about what it would take. And you're going to feel the same way. If you make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, what's going to happen is you're never going to want to go anywhere else to the dentist, and you're going to wonder why you didn't do it sooner and wish you had. Well, there's no time like the present. Now, I made that up. I just made that up. There's no time like the present. Now, you watch people start using that. There is nothing good or in any way is there a good reason for putting off what many of you have neglected for much too long. Nothing good will come of it, and that's going to the dentist. Get on it. Make your next appointment at Ballast Dental Care. It's easy to do. You just tell your dentist goodbye and say hello to the folks at Ballast Dental Care. It is a wonderful dental clinic. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
He's here today, and I hope he doesn't mind just sort of briefly discussing in general what he told me out in the hall. Another big speaking gig coming up. Courtesy of Window World, another terrific partner of this show. number one selling replacement window in the country. I'd love to say we get credit for that, that we made them number one. I'd like to think that we're helping them stay number one. Window World. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Let's hear it now for Bill Clavlon. Bill, how are you?
Good. Thank you for asking.
Do you mind mentioning the speaking gig, where it is and when?
I am the keynote speaker tomorrow.
Well, wait a minute. Not just speaker, but keynote speaker.
For the St. Louis Area Hotel Association. They have an annual luncheon. And, I was very honored that they asked if I would be the speaker. And so we'll be talking travel and sharing some stories. And in case somebody's listening that'll be there tomorrow, I don't want to give it all away. But should be fun. Do some interactive stuff and show some videos and things.
Yeah. I've ever come to being honored like that and invited was a few years ago, because I'd had an experience in Las Vegas and I made a speech about the dangers and risks of certain games where you pick numbers. I was the keynote speaker.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Oh. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Even my people aren't applauding.
Thank you.
Ha, 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 ha.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I thought you were going to say you were auctioneer at a piano auction. You were the keynote speaker. That would have been more appropriate.
Would it?
Would it have been funnier? Work on your joke telling.
Said the guy who needs more work than I do. And now back to Bill Clavlon.
Wowzers. Okay. Well, I will not be doing either of those jokes tomorrow.
You say either. I know a lot of people do that. I say either, but I hear a lot of people say and either or either one is correct.
I will occasionally say Route 66, too. I don't know why.
See, it's funny because I hear a lot of people saying Christmas. Right?
No, you don't.
No one else. You're the only one. You're
what?
It.
Me
you're
and
it.
Sebastian.
No, here's it. Yeah. Oh, okay, somebody just brought up an interesting point. I never hear anybody say Route 66. They always say get your kicks on Route 66, yet they will say we live on rural Route 4.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a route, sometimes it's a route.
I know. It's all sort of weird. So on this day in 1967, Otis Redding died in a plane crash near Madison, Wisconsin. And this is not going to be a downer of a segment here, but it made me think of Otis Redding's hometown, which is Macon, Georgia. Has anyone been to Macon, Georgia?
I have not been.
I have not.
I have. You know what the name of their hockey team is?
I would not know.
Macon Bacon?
No. I'm dead honest. Whoopie.
Whoopie?
The Macon Whoopies? Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I like that.
Not E's.
Like
it's just E. The Macon Whoopie is the name of their minor league hockey team.
I like that.
It's located between Savannah, Georgia, like to the south, and then Atlanta. So it's kind of almost in the middle. It's a little closer to Atlanta than Savannah. So that's kind of where it's located. But this is where Otis Redding grew up. And there were a lot of early rock and roll folks that got some influence from Macon, Georgia.
There's a name right there that no one now names a little baby boy Otis.
No,
that's true.
Don't hear them. It's gone. It's over.
Yeah.
Little Otis.
That's true. His home is still there. His daughters are there. But a couple of things. So Macon, let's talk about food for a second. So the first time that I ever heard the phrase meat in three was in Macon, Georgia. Do you know what that is?
I've never heard it.
So you're a Southern, you were born in the South and you don't know what that is?
Right now is the first time I've ever heard it.
Okay, so meat, anybody else? I mean, it's pretty.
Meat in three?
So these are restaurants where you go and, according to Wikipedia.
M-E-A-T or E-E-T?
Meat, like you eat, M-E-A-T. So in a typical meat and three, you have a choice between chicken, country ham, beef, country fried steak, meatloaf, or pork chop. So meat, obviously, and then the three would be your side. Exactly. So whether it's corn, macaroni and cheese, they have spaghetti
listed in the
Wikipedia. I've never seen one where spaghetti was one of the options, but it's like, collard greens or different things like that. So that was the first time that I ever had it. I went to a meat and three and it was fascinating, but, Macon, Georgia, lots of great local food. The biggest attraction in Macon actually has nothing to do with Otis Redding. It's the Allman Brothers. I don't know if you were a fan of the Allman Brothers, but if you know anything about their history.
Tim was. That would be your music, Allman Brothers.
Allman Brothers? Right? Oh, yeah. Dwayne and Greg Allman.
Kind of country for
Dickie
me.
Dickie Betts.
Okay.
I
was wrong.
So their house is there. It's called the Big House. That's what they call it. And so the band essentially lived there, and now Yeah, people can come and they can tour it, and it looks exactly the way that it does. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm more of a fan of the Hazelnut Twins.
It's not even almond. It's not almond. It's nut humor.
What happened today? Check the calendar. Is there some sort of a lunar thing going on?
I'm sorry, I called on you now.
There is a full moon.
So yeah, so the Allman Brothers, there, it's called the Big House. That's the number one attraction in Macon, and you can go through it. You can tour the house. Tons of memorabilia everywhere, and if you're a fan of that band, that should definitely be on your list.
I can't name one Allman Brothers song.
Ramblin' Man.
Oh, Ramblin', yeah.
Okay. I know the song, but I couldn't have named one. Oh. Said, now that you mention it, yeah.
Gotcha.
Stormy Monday.
To fit in, sorry, a text you just sent over. Apparently, there is a restaurant in St. Louis called Grace Meat and Three.
That is true, yeah.
So, yeah, so over in the Grove, if you wanted to check that out. Yeah.
You learn so much here.
It is a learning show. Another rock and roll legend who was from Macon, Georgia, is Little Richard.
And I
did a tour, and I thought this would be stupid, but I went ahead and did it anyway. It was a walking tour, and there was this guy, and he had I call it a boombox, a little small thing. And we walked, there were maybe six or seven of us, and we walked through the streets of downtown Macon one night, and we went to all of these spots, which were significant in music history. This person lived here, and one of the spots was, had to do with Little Richard, and it was a drugstore. And so Little Richard I guess it would have been the early 40s or mid 40s, when he was a young man, he would go into this drugstore, and you have to think about the timing. So early 40s, obviously, he's a gay man, and in the 1940s, he would go into this drugstore, and the women there would help him with his makeup. And that was a pretty bold thing to be doing in the 40s, to even be out and doing that sort of thing, but that's what he would do there in Macon, Georgia.
More often than not, a guy named Richard, they call him his nickname, Dick. Thank goodness in this case. Please welcome Little Dick. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have been the same. You know, Dick Clark on the American Bandstand. There he is, Little Dick. Come on out, Little Dick. Yeah. Little Richard worked better for him.
I think. And he's still alive, right?
I think he is, yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be... Well, he was 80s. The kid in the, yeah, yeah. And then the last thing that I'll mention, so there's also a, how do I explain this? So there's a place called the Ocmulgee Mounds National Park. And so it's 17,000 years old. Mm. And they have found, so you walk into this thing, and I've actually never been over to the Cahokia Mounds, so I don't know how similar they are. But you walk into this thing, and so you just be like looking out, and then all of a sudden there's this like just great big mound out of the middle of nowhere, and you can go into this thing, and inside, and I have to duck my head to get into it. There's a perfect circle, total perfect circle right in the middle, and then there's a spot out in the top where, like, I guess the sun would come in, and these Native Americans would like worship the sun, and they would, I don't know exactly what they would do, but they found in this spot, it's the oldest traces of human existence, because of the tools that they found that they would use, like, to stab animals and stuff like that. But it's really fascinating to see. So there you go. So Macon, Georgia, check it out. Oh, the last thing, a little fun fact here. So Otis Redding, did you know that he was the original performer of the song Respect? R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
I did not know that.
You've heard of Aretha Franklin's version, but...
Do we still have Al Sharpton?
I was hoping it
was R-E-S-P-I-C-T?
Yeah, Al Sharpton at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Where is that?
That is beyond hilarious.
Yes.
Al Sharpton, once again, making a fool out of himself. We'll give it a couple of minutes. Not a couple of minutes. We have a few seconds. We don't find it. We'll find it later. While you look for it, though, Limey, I know you're a little bit disappointed today because I know you worked hard on something and didn't get to use it.
I'm waiting for Thursday, but I'm really, really looking forward to using it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I say hold off. We'll do it next Thursday.
It's not about me, is it?
Yes.
I think I have
it. It
absolutely has everything to do with
it. How many more things do I need to be...
Do you want me to play this?
Got the bill. I've got claps.
Actually, this is Al. You've got the clap.
No.
This is Al Sharpton. Seriously, it's legitimate. He's at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Yeah.
Here he is.
It'll get to it.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Yeah, Al, tell him. Dr. Al Sharpton, PhD in spelling. Okay.
Love it. I'm Bill Clevelin on the road. I won't be here Thursday. Did I
mention
that?
You're not going to be here Thursday?
I'm not going to be here Thursday.
What?
I just decided.
Hang on a second. We can't do trivia?
I just decided that I'm not going to be here on Thursday.
No, you're going to be here on Thursday.
I'm
not
be here
doing
tomorrow
trivia.
Either.
Wait, hold on. Seriously, are you not going to be here Thursday?
No, I'll probably be here.
You better be here Thursday.
But you won't be here tomorrow?
No, I'll be here tomorrow, too.
He was doing it to get him fired.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
Didn't work.
Thanks.
I think it worked.
Somebody picked it up. I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, whatever.
No problem.
I kind of want to play what I made for
you. Well, you should.
Okay.
He worked hard on this. He had a trivia, because a lot of times on Thursday you do trivia. Well, it's not Thursday, though. Why?
So is this derogatory?
Why did I even say that? I was thinking it was Thursday.
It's a tease.
I was thinking it was Thursday.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Today?
Well, it's only Tuesday today.
Scott Sherman.
Play it anyway.
All right. So this is when we do trivia on Thursdays.
It's time to test your trivia skills. Put your brains together. And now, your host, Bill Clevelin.
I went through some trouble to do it.
Nice. Damn. I thought it was going to be something rude.
See, that's what we talked about. We said as soon as you started, he's going to assume. See, you can't assume that we're always mean. No, we're not always mean. Sometimes that's actually sort of a tribute.
I thought it would be really good because now it's guaranteed we're doing trivia every Thursday.
There you go. Well done, Lime.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. A quick story. I told you Chicago to St. Louis. It was Saturday night, the airport, Lambert. Well, we check red suitcases, big red suitcases. My wife has tags on them with her address. And at the time she bought them, we were about the only red suitcases that came off the carousel. Now, there's a bunch of red suitcases. So we land, we get ready to come home, daughter's picking us up. And we got one suitcase, but there's another red one going around and around the carousel after all the bags, and it's not ours.
Oh,
we knew
no.
somebody took our bag.
Oh.
So I want to send out a huge thank you to a woman named Shay at American Airlines, because there's an office you go into and you go, well, we got one bag. See that one going around and around on the carousel? That belongs to somebody who took our bag by mistake. So the suitcase had a baggage tag on it, but didn't have any ID tag. But they have that baggage tag they put on. She had the matching copy. So she called the woman. No answer. Illinois. No answer. So we left home with one of two bags. The other one was left at the airport. Shay could not have been nicer to deal with. She called the number and got we're not here right now. She left a message. She says, look, you took the wrong bag. My name is Shay, American Airlines, and we close at midnight. You have to admit it. Well, the woman got home and realized immediately, oh my, I got the wrong bag. So she sees the tag, calls my wife at home and says, I got your bag. And my wife says, yeah, I know yours is at the airport. You need to call the airport. So the woman called the airport, and it was 11 o'clock now, and she lives in Illinois. The woman said, well, we're not here. We're only here till midnight. Right. So this woman apparently made it, got her bag, and the next morning at 10 o'clock at our front door was our bag from American Airlines. Wow. So not all luggage and airline stories are horror stories. So, Shay, thank you for taking care of that. And she said, if she gets here before midnight, we will have that bag to you tomorrow morning. And they did.
In the old days, didn't they used to check that before you were allowed to leave
yes.
the baggage area? And they don't do that anymore.
And with all the other crap we have to do, now they don't do that, which they probably
do. And they do give you those baggage claim tabs.
That didn't matter. You grab a bag, it looks like
yours.
Did
the bag on the carousel look like the bag that you were missing?
Yes.
Oh.
It was a big red bag.
Yeah, okay.
Now, if you look closely, ours had little chrome wheels. It didn't. Mm-hmm. Ours had an address tag on it. It didn't. But when you're tired and you want to get home, you grab a bag, and I could see how it happened. So, Shay, good job. American Airlines, good job. Now, I'll make this one. I could turn this into a long story because I was on the phone
Do it.
I was on the phone a long time. And it's a typical situation where when you call for customer service or what, and they give you the person, and you can tell the person is reading. Well, yeah. Thank you so much. We want you to know how much we appreciate your business, and we're so glad you come. And then you get there, and they keep repeating these stock lines. So this girl kept saying, well, thank you so much. But, and I said, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. And she said, what's that? And I said, stop saying thank you so much. You've said it every 10 seconds. Please stop it. I hope you don't mind if I make that suggestion. She says, not at all. Thank you so much for that suggestion.
She said it again! God.
So I gave up. I just gave up at that point. Jay Leno got in a little bit of trouble. He was apparently a guest judge in America's Got Talent. And then I kept hearing the story about how they didn't air a comment he made that somebody thought, and it was another one of the judges who thought it was offensive. So I did a little digging, and I found out what he said. And here's all he said. Simon Cowell, who's one of the judges, loves dogs. Simon Cowell has, I think, several dogs, and he brings them, apparently, from time to time to work, and when America's Got Talent, when they're rehearsing. So Jay Leno sees Simon Cowell with his dogs, and you've seen people interact with their dog, and they like little children. They're crazy about their dogs. So Jay says was, he says, hey, you're looking at those dogs like they're on a menu at a Korean restaurant.
Oh.
Now, hold on. That's not a racist or offensive. Korean restaurants, many of them serve dogs.
Yeah.
South Korea, Korea, China, Japan, they eat dogs. Mm-hmm. So if he's looking at it, to say, hey, you look like it's on the... That's not racist. It's not offensive. We're so quick to just, oh, that's so terrible. Really? Is it? Well, here's what's terrible. Eating dogs. So maybe Simon, that's offensive to
Simon us. Simon that got mad about it?
No. Another judge, a female.
Oh.
Apparently it was Gabriel Union.
That's exactly who it was. So she runs and reports, I didn't say something offensive.
She got kicked off the show,
Yes, she did. And it wasn't the only thing she complained about. I think she played the race card or female card or whatever. But I thought it was funny. You're looking at those dogs like they're on the menu at a Korean restaurant. That's funny to me. I don't think I would ever...
I find that both offensive and racist.
Well, no, you don't. You're trying to be funny, and you don't find it racist or offensive. And I don't know that I could knowingly eat a dog.
I couldn't.
I don't think I could.
Nope.
Really, on an island, no food?
Oh, well, then, sure, I could.
Okay. Yeah, like, but no, not just like, you know, walking down the street, you got Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and dog.
Yeah,
you know.
Pick one. I'm not picking.
That's not your meat plus three choice.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned that on this flight from Chicago, there were lots of young Asian college students. They were coming from taking a big test in Chicago, and they were all WashU students. And I got to thinking about this morning. How about this for the good old USA? The things I'm about to mention were all invented, created, founded by Americans. Lots of brilliant Indian, Asian, and we see them in doctor's offices, but Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, FedEx, Facebook, and there are a whole bunch of other... Those were all started, created by Americans.
Oh.
Here for us. Here for us. Because, quite frankly, a lot of those things I would think would have been started, like Microsoft, overseas. That's right, girl.
You know what would have been funny? If you would have been talking to them and their lips kept moving after they were finished talking.
Mm-hmm. And that's not racist either. That's a commentary on the film industry.
Yeah.
So Webster announced, I guess this morning or yesterday, their word of the year. Everybody has to have a something of the year. Mm-hmm. You know what the word of the year is, according to Webster, for 2019? What is it?
They.
Yeah, that's the word.
They.
They.
Oh, that's, wait, but it's not that sexual reference, they, is it? Where you refer to your person.
It's because they has now been brought into our vocabulary.
Oh,
no, it's horrible. Because that's one of the pronouns you can use now for people who don't want to be identified as some gender. So for all its new uses, they is the word of the year. I don't know why. And this is sad news and horrible news. Bill Cosby, in his effort to have his conviction overturned, has been denied.
What?
That screams racism to me.
Oh, yeah.
Denied. So they're basically saying, no, you're still a rapist. Go back to your cell. And they denied it. Yeah, I don't go for that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
My cabin's going to be very happy because I'm trying really hard every day to get the joke in and out so that he has plenty of time. There are four men. I'll dedicate this to John Landoff, even though it's a deer hunting joke, not a duck hunting joke. Four guys who, for 15 years, have met same deer camp every year, same time, and they deer hunt together. One of the guys is an out-of-work FM DJ named Steve, and he tells the guys about 4 days before they're supposed to go deer hunting again. He says, fellas, he says, I'm probably not going to be able to meet you there this year. They said, what, Steve? What the heck? What? We've been doing this for 15 years. He goes, yeah, it's my wife. She doesn't like it. She doesn't like me, you know, leaving to go meet the guys at the deer hunt. She's putting her foot down. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be there. Well, 2 days later, Actually, 4 days later, because it was 4 days before that he told it, the guy show up to deer camp, and there's Steve. There he is. And not only is he there, he's already built a big fire. He's got a tent up. He's got the cooking utensils out. He's got, you know, all the hunting. And they said, Steve, what the heck? What are you doing here? He said, you weren't going to be. When did you get here? He said, I got here yesterday. I've already been here a whole day. I got here early. Set things all up for you. Gathered a bunch of firewood. You guys hungry? I already put some stuff on the Coleman stove. And the three of them look at each other and go, wait a second. What happened? How is it you're able to be after you told us you might not be here? He said, night before last, I'm sitting at home in my recliner, and my wife comes up behind me. And you know that deal where they put their hand over you? You go, guess who? She comes up, puts her hands over my ears and my eyes, rather, and says, guess who? So I pull her hands away, and I turn around, and there she is in a see-through nightgown, no bra, flimsy little see-through panties under a see-through nightgown. You guys have seen my wife. You go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So when I turn around, I see that, and she takes my hand. She leads me into the bedroom, and along the way, I see she's put rose petals down. There's a bunch of candles lit in the bedroom. And so she takes off this little nightie, this flimsy see-through thing. Now she's totally nude. She lies down on the bed, and there's a pair of handcuffs there. She goes, cuff me. She wants me to cuff her to the bed and tie her to the bed. So I did. And she says, now, you do whatever you want. So here I am.
Get a check on traffic. Here's Tory Lyon.
This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Wow, do we have a lot of accidents. Southbound 55 south of 141, southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, southbound 270 before 44, westbound 44 at Lindbergh, westbound 64 west of the Boone Bridge, eastbound 70 at 141, eastbound 70 at Union, southbound Clarkson at Baxter, and southbound 141 at Clayton Road. Those are all accidents. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
The holiday season is the perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness. Join by Tuesday, December 10th and get January free.
You mean I can access over 800 weekly classes at all 23 locations in January for free?
All for free. And when you lift local at Club Fitness, you help lift our entire community to happier, healthier lives.
Club Fitness is the right fit for everybody's New Year's resolutions.
Join Club Fitness by December 10th and get January free. See Club for details.
Most RVers in December are heading south, but not Adrian. She's heading for Harmony State Park in Indiana. New Harmony is one of those places that was out of the way 100 years ago and is still out of the way. Sunday night it rains for 14 hours. Monday she calls. It's cold here and the campground is flooded. I better leave. The snow has begun. The wind is blowing at 40 miles an hour and the wind chill is minus 10. She calls from a rest stop. The motorhome is warm, but there's nobody on the highway. Gee, I wonder why. About 7:05 on the longest day, the four winds creeps down our narrow snow-covered street. Adrian backs into Grandma's drive and just sits in the driver's seat, bleeding off the adrenaline. Grandma has been an RVer since the 1950s, so the two veterans talk as though the adventure was just another trip. As for me, I was glad the ordeal was over, and I didn't even go. RVs create memories, some more vivid than others. See what it's all about at Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
Yes, it's Dallas, Texas time. Where actually the time in Dallas is exactly the same time as here. Same time zone. It is 5:50:46, 5:50:47. Yes, and standing by is Mike Evans, who is brought to you by, you guessed it, Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are closed only on Monday. The other thing you need to know, a couple of things, reservations for any guns for dinner, you absolutely need them, and I think in most days you need reservations for lunch at any guns. Can't hurt, be a good idea. Gift cards. When I say they sell thousands a year, it's not just the holiday season. They sell gift cards all year long, and a lot of them. And last but not least, they're in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff. Again, closed only on Monday. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Would you please give it up for Mike Evans?
Hold on a second.
He's going to get all of this.
Got to get all of it. There you go.
Down to the last drop. How you doing?
Down to the last droppage.
Yep.
Good afternoon. Good evening, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. On the BQ. How's the weather in St. Louis?
It's chilly, kind of a biting cold, but at least no wind, and not really a damp cold. So just that kind of can't wait to get the car kind of cold, you know.
I hear you. Paco's question, name the name of the celebrity who donated $1 million to Hurricane Katrina charities. Earned a master's degree at SMU, Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas. She's tone deaf, can't sing a lick, but boy, she loves herself a little In-N-Out burger. Kathy Griffin. Kathy Bates. Kathy Lee Gifford. Kathy Ireland. Kathy Ireland?
Don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah. Gifford.
Oh, yeah. 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 Gifford, yeah.
Well, both are appropriate, yeah.
Most important nugget of the day has nothing to do with Hollywood, but I'm here to help to people. I'm here to help to people. There's a new scam out there that has already affected thousands of people. Listen up. Listen to me now. Watch out for emails reportedly from Amazon saying that your order has been delayed. They apologize, and they ask for a confirmation of your address and credit card.
Oh, don't fall for that.
Whoa.
Don't do it. It's a scam. Amazon says they never ask for people to send their credit card number and go to Amazon's website and go to your account. Don't ever answer anything like that. Got a little scoobish for you. I told you here first 3 months ago. 3 months ago, I told you Bill Cosby's last appeal to get out of prison would be denied before Christmas. It was officially denied.
Well, that's today. Racism. That screams of racism.
Well, So be it.
And prejudice against blind people. Yeah.
A month ago, you heard it here first that more women would be coming forward with sexual misconduct charges against Cuba Gooding Jr. I told you that first. On Monday, yesterday, seven more women came forward.
Ooh.
And a possible sports, you heard it here first, possible. An insider in Boston, he's a pisser, tells me, barring the Patriots winning the Super Bowl, Tom Brady is tired of criticism, tired of being booed by fans, tired of losing, and now tired of more cheating accusations against the New England Patriots,
yep.
And very possibly will retire at the end of this season.
Well, that was a good run.
Yeah, damn good run.
Good. Tell us how you failed, Dan.
I can't stand the Patriots. And Belichick, he looks like the old lady from Throw Mama from the Train.
Well, no, that's a little strong.
They do cheat, I guess.
Oh, man, they're horrible.
Cheaters. I talked to Kirk Douglas the other yesterday.
Hey, I did too.
About Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And I asked him, "Well, what? I got it right here. You want to hear it?"
Sure.
Yeah, I asked. I said, "Tom, what do you?"
No,
think
you said.
About
you mean
Tom
you
Brady?
Said? You mean you said Kirk? Not you said.
Kirk, yeah. He makes me sick.
Oh wow, that's him. All right.
That?
That's Kirk Douglas. I recognize his voice.
Thank you. odd quotes. I got some odd quotes for you this afternoon. Kim and Kendall Kardashian say they haven't followed Caitlyn Jenner on her. Was that for Caitlyn Jenner?
No, that would be for Kim.
On her England reality show, saying, "quote, we don't care anything about what she does." End quote.
Mm.
And Mel B.
Mel B.
Says, "quote." I never leave home without my condoms.
Well, who does?
I never leave home without my condoms.
Wait a minute. She doesn't even have a penis.
For a second, I thought she was Sporty Spice.
But she has a vagini.
Mm.
She has a genie, homie.
Okay.
Hello?
No, we're here.
Yeah.
We're here.
Okay.
Let's go here.
Austin is, despite being 80 years old and in poor health over the years, Tina Turner is feeling much better, and she can still sing. I think we're going to be seeing more of 80-year-old Tina Turner in the near future.
Wouldn't surprise me. 1 minute and
Kanye
five
West
minutes.
Says he hates Los Angeles and is contemplating a move to Houston, Texas. Says he's going to have to talk Kim into it, though.
1 minute.
Huh?
1 minute.
Oh, crap. Amy Schumer telling people that she's going to run for public office in 2025. And finally...
Well, Uncle Chuck will help her get in there.
Yeah. Name the name of the celebrity that donated $1 million to the Hurricane Katrina charities, earned a master's degree from SMU Dallas, Texas. She's tone deaf, can't sing a lick, but loves herself some In-N-Out burgers. Kathy Griffin, Kathy Bates, Kathy Lee Gifford, Kathy Ireland.
I'm going to go with Kathy Bates.
The first one, Kathy Griffin.
I'll say Kathy Griffin. I'll also go with Carrot Top, Kathy Griffin.
the answer is Kathy Bates.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, early movie reviews tomorrow, including Jumanji Next Level. Have a great day, Mike Evans. See you.
What threw me was the In-N-Out burgers. I don't see Kathy Bates being a big eater.
She's told me.
Yeah. That was a tough one. Thank you for being with us. We'll be here tomorrow. Hope you will be, too. Please thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. And have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Ken, goodbye. Dan.
Bye, y'all. Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
The 590 The Fan app. Download it today in your app store. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Now we'll get things cracking first in Major League Baseball. Hot stove action taking place in San Diego this week. Former New York Yankees shortstop Didi Gregorius has signed a one-year deal. He's going to play in Philadelphia. One-year deal in place for him worth $14 million. Meanwhile, the Yankees have offered free agent pitcher Gerrit Cole a massive contract. Details of that have not been announced just yet, but so far he is not Bolton for the Pinstripes. Meanwhile, the National Football League, all kinds of things going on, a bunch of injuries as well. Philadelphia Eagles have announced that Alshon Jeffery is done for the season with a bad foot. In San Francisco, 49ers have put wide receiver Marquise Goodwin on injured reserve. He is done for the season. Washington Redskins have announced that Darius Geis has a sprained MCL. He's also done for the season. He got injured just last week. Saints have placed defensive end Marcus Davenport on IR. I'm David Gascon.